Sheetal. Welcome to my podcast, Your Health is Your Wealth on Vartha. Flexibility is an important part of fitness and overall health. Daily activities would be much more challenging without the ability to bend over, twist or squat. By incorporating a stretching program into your daily routine, you can increase your flexibility and range of motion. You can also improve performance in sports and daily tasks. Stretching can help prevent injury and decrease pain associated with muscle tightness. Try a 5-minute exercise routine to prepare you for the busy day ahead or to get some much needed relaxation after work. So I will tell you 5 types of stretches which you can do on daily basis. First stretch is runner's stretch. This stretch is great for the lower body, especially the hamstrings and hip flexors. Tight hamstrings are often the culprits of low back pain. They may be worse in people who sit for extended periods of time. To do runner stretch, first, stand with your feet hip width apart. Second, step back with your left leg and place both of your hands on the ground on either side of your right foot, about shoulder width apart. Third, lower your hips until you feel a stretch in the front of your left hip and leg. Hold for 30 seconds. Fourth, slowly straighten your front leg, keeping your hands planted on the floor. Don't worry if you can't get your leg completely straight. Hold for 30 seconds and repeat on the other side also. Second stretch is forward fold. This stretch is the ultimate full body stretch. It's ideal for office workers who spend too much time sitting at a computer. This will stretch the legs and hamstrings. It is also a chest and shoulder opening exercise. To do this stretch, first stand with your feet hip width apart, toes pointing forward. Second, reach your hands behind you to meet behind your glutes. Interlace your fingers if possible. Third, keeping a flat back, bend at the waist, shifting your hips backward and weight in your heels until you feel a stretch down the back of your legs. Fourth, as you bend forward, let gravity pull your arms above your head, keeping your arms straight. Only go as far as your shoulder flexibility will allow. Hold this position for 30 seconds and repeat. Third stretch is seated back twist. Spinal twists are a great release exercise. They can help improve back pain and increase mobility. If you have any disc or spinal problems that may worsen with twisting, skip this exercise. To do this stretch, first, sit on the floor, legs crossed with your left leg on top. Cross your left leg further over your right leg, placing your foot on the ground by your right knee so that your left knee is pointing upward. Gently twist your shoulders toward the left, pushing against your left leg for leverage. And only go as far as comfortable. Hold position for 30 seconds and repeat on other side also. Fourth stretch is bound angle. This hip opening stretch is effective for both men and women. It helps decrease tension in the hips and muscles on the inside of the thighs. To do this stretch, first sit on the floor, back straight. Keep the soles of the feet touching. Second, place your hands on your feet and lengthen through the spine. Feel as if there is a string pulling your head to the ceiling and shift your weight forward off your tailbone. Third, using your arms to assist, lean forward with a flat back, bringing your head toward your feet. and only go as far as comfortable. Hold position for 30 seconds. Fifth stretch, that is last stretch, is chest stretch indoor. Tightness in the chest and shoulders is often found in people with poor posture. This can lead to bigger problems later in life. Doing daily chest opening stretches can help prevent tightness and promote proper posture and better breathing. To do this stretch, first, stand in the middle of an open door. Second, place your forearms on each side of the door frame, if possible. If the doorway is too wide, do one arm at a time. Third, gently lean forward into the doorway until you feel a stretch through the front of the chest and shoulders. And fourth, only go as far as comfortable and hold this position for 30 seconds. Stretching for only a few minutes a day can be beneficial and allow you to keep your normal range of motion throughout your life. For those who are active, it may be best to do your stretches after your workout. For everyone, try incorporating these stretches today to help improve your flexibility and ward off back pain and poor posture in the future. Stretching is best after physical activity. Pre-exercise stretching is likely not beneficial to sport performance. So try to incorporate these stretches at your home and stay tuned with me to stay healthy and happy only on Vardaa.